You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for listening to the Dom and Jeremy show. Here at Denver's Mix 100, where it is time for a trending report. Obviously, the biggest trending news today is the inauguration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. That'll take place in just a few hours. And Jeremy, I don't know if you might have updates.
I've been kind of glued to the TV here. It looks like Trump has left the White House. They just landed at Joint Base Andrews. Got out of the helicopter, and it looks like he's going to make a few remarks. They're shooting off some cannons, and then he's heading to Florida. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the festivities are going to take place today.
I saw that a lot of this is like virtual, like they'll be doing virtual mm-hmm. parades and virtual marching bands and things like that.
Yeah, so. one of the Colorado schools was nominated to do one of the big parades here. Evelyn, I think is how you pronounce it, down in my neck of the woods, actually.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
It's pretty darn cool. I was watching some video of them last night practicing, twirling their flags and stuff. So that's pretty cool. Nice little Colorado connection there.
Yeah. So there you go. What else is trending? Nuggets won and the Avalanche won last night. Both.
Nice.
Slapshot Broadcasting will be a very happy company to work for
it's
today.
It's good for us. Yeah, our bosses are going to be happy today.
I have a couple of quick stories for you regarding COVID vaccines. There's a story going around, and I guess I need to do a disclaimer on this. Don't think that this will happen to you just because it happened to this woman in Florida. But it's kind of a funny story. She's 35 years. Because people like you and me, Jeremy, we have to wait in line.
We do, yeah.
Before, and it could be, we're thinking, what, summer?
Probably for us, yeah.
Okay. 35-year-old woman in Florida took her 70-year-old mother to her vaccination appointment. And while she's there, she just asked nicely, she goes, "You wouldn't happen to have an extra dose, would you?" And they said, "Sure." So they gave it to her. So hey. Now the story is out that this 35-year-old woman got the vaccination just by asking nicely. And what do we always say on this show?
Just be polite.
Be courteous. You never know. Good things can happen.
That's great.
And if you're worried about getting jabbed with the shot, here's some news for you, too. Because, you know, there's talk going around that this is going to have to be an annual thing.
Mm-hmm. Like a flu shot.
This is not a one and done.
Yeah.
That we might need COVID or a variety, you know, some variants of that each year. Well, now there is a company out of England. It's a drug company that has been doing trials on a new vaccine that actually comes in a pill rather than as a shot. Now, they did the testing on monkeys so far. Poor monkeys. They always have to be the...
Oh.
Monkeys are guinea pigs.
Uh-oh.
And they said that went well. So this month, sometime before the end of January, they will start human testing on it.
Hmm.
And as the I was looking at a little story about it, and the CEO of the company was talking about what a game changer this could be.
What's
if it wasn't this vaccine having to be stored at, below zero?
There's a huge one right there. Okay.
His quote is, "You could send this out on Amazon Prime and have everyone vaccinated by Saturday."
How great is that? The logistics are already there in place.
Yeah. So, again, it's going to take a while. They got to go through trials, and it's got to be, approved by the government. But at least it's something hopeful.
That's good. And it's nice that it's a pill that you can swallow because, I mean, after the year of 2020 and all the horrible things that have gone on, I'm surprised they didn't make it a suppository.
Right. Right. Hey, what else
is
trending?
Before we get into the little bit of political stuff here, it is National Cheese Lovers Day today. Forget that whole transfer of power thing. Let's talk about cheese. They released a map of the most popular cheeses in all the states. Queso was the overall winner in 8 states.
People who can argue with that?
Nobody should argue with that, ever.
Did you ever, like I kept telling you to get that one particular queso at Costco? Because we use it on a ton of things.
No, I haven't even thought about it, but I will look for it.
Did you send me a picture of it?
I'll take a picture
in a little bit and send it to you.
I would put it on everything, too.
You put it on everything?
Everything. cream cheese is next.
I guess maybe because people cook with it. I don't know.
Swiss cheese, Velveeta's on there, brie. Colorado's cheese, I've never even heard of.
Oh, no, I love this cheese.
I hope I pronounce it right.
It's Cotija.
Cotija, yes. Yeah. Cotija cheese. What is that?
You sometimes have to ask for it. If you go to like your grocery store and go to the cheese department, ask for it.
Is it a crumbly cheese?
Yes, make enchiladas with it is my recommendation. It's a really good enchilada cheese.
Apparently, it's big here in Colorado. I've never heard of it.
I hadn't until, it was like 10 years ago, and a friend of mine had me over for dinner and made enchiladas. Actually.
With that?
And said, this is a special cheese. You asked for it at the grocery store. Like, it's Cotija. And I was like,
this is a game changer.
It's a Mexican cheese. It's really good.
All right. I'm going to check it out. All right. So we do know that the transition of power is happening today in Washington, D.C., but it's also happening online today. All the social media accounts are making the switch today. 5 different accounts that have to be transferred. The at White House, at POTUS, at VP, at FLOTUS, and at Press Secretary. Now, once Joe Biden is sworn in, all the current accounts are transferred to the National Archives and Records Administration. So they just catalog everything that's been tweeted out the past 4 years. Hmm. And then everything gets rolled over then to Biden. Now, the thing is they don't transfer the followers. Like on the at POTUS one, they start back at zero, it sounds like. And he's got to you've got to go back on then either later today or tomorrow and add them to your Twitter account or add that account back.
No president will ever have a hard time getting followers.
Exactly. It's going to pop back up. A brand new account will be formed today, though, the at Second Gentleman, which will be the vice president's husband. He's going to have his own Twitter account now, and for some reason, we're all going to care about what this guy has to say. Probably not, but they've got an at Second Gentleman now.
Go back just a little bit. You're talking about how they put all this stuff into the archives. Can you imagine if all of your text messages over the last 4 to 8 years were stockpiled somewhere?
I know, and then at any time, they can go back and look something up on That's dangerous. I don't like that one bit.
Especially those photos you were sending me.
I know. I look pretty good, though. If you want to have a groundhog, wish your mom happy birthday, now you can. The annual Groundhog Day celebration in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania is canceled because of the Rona this year. So I guess they're thinking, this is probably the next best thing. Let's throw this groundhog up on Cameo. That's that site where B, C, D list celebrities get on there and you can pay them and they'll wish somebody a happy birthday, happy new year, whatever the message is, they'll do it. Well, for $80, you can get a personalized message from the groundhog, or technically his trainer that's holding the groundhog. He's just sitting there kind of all fat and quiet. The groundhog, not the trainer. And he'll wish you a message. Then you get to see the, what do they call him in the movie? The big hairy rat or whatever? Is that what Bill Murray calls him? Yeah. So anyway.
And how much that cost you again?
$80, man. I don't know. Survey out, speaking of the Rona. If you got to sneeze and you have a mask on, what do you do? Do you sneeze into it? Do you pull it down and sneeze into your hands? Do you sneeze into the air? There's some funny videos floating around of people wearing their masks out in public. They pull it down to sneeze and then pull it back up. And you're like, you're doing it wrong. Luckily, I haven't come across this situation yet where I've had to sneeze with the mask on. But you got to leave it on, right? And just soak the inside of it. Or do you pull it down and go into your arm?
I think pull it down and go into the crook of your arm might be the way to go.
I don't know.
And get away from people if you can. Like, turn away from people. It's dumb. You're right.
Let me give you one last thing. This woman named Andrea. Whatever. She's going viral on TikTok for a trick that she came up with to catch her cheating boyfriend. Now, in the video, it looks like she goes to her boyfriend's house and she takes a lint roller to the carpet in her boyfriend's room. And she picks up a bunch of long red hairs. Her hair is black. So she's saying, ladies, if you think your man is cheating, run a lint roller on his carpet and see what kind of hair comes up.
Note to every man out there.
Buy a vacuum
cleaner.
Go buy a Dyson immediately. All right, clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a second video that's making the rounds today from the old Tiki Talkie. It's a mom's brilliant way to tell her husband that she dented the car. And I don't really want to go into too much detail because I actually LOL'd when I watched this, but it has to do somewhat with like when your wife is pregnant and you use the term, you know, we are pregnant, or if she has a baby, we gave birth. See how she twists this when she dented the car.
So
you can kind of figure it out.
With many things in life, it's all about the phrasing, is what you're saying.
Indeed. And this one might make you laugh a little bit. It's on our Facebook search, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Your clickbait's brought to you by Boyer's Coffee, the smoothest tasting cup in the Rocky Mountains. Look for Boyer's Coffee in your local grocery store. And that's what's trending with your boys in the morning.